Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hi guys! I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. I'm so grateful that you are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi or Patreon link. They're in the description below. In this video, I want to speak to you guys about something really mundane and banal about us, something that everyone knows about INFJs, something that is very common to most INFJs. And it's basically about the fact that we go round and round and round and round in our heads over and over and over and over again about something that's bothering us, something that's causing us anxiety, something that we need to make a decision upon, something that needs our attention. Yeah. And we will literally go round and round in circles for hours on end, for days upon end, for months on end, before we're finally like, all right, cool, I think I've made my decision, I'm gonna go with this. Unfortunately, what happens is that if we are an unhealthy INFJ, or if we haven't been taking care of ourselves, or if we have no idea how to really assimilate this information and agree to it and make the decision and be done with it, because that's also a skill, what we do is that we just end up, again, going over and over again the decision that we've made. So we made a decision and we're like, all right, this is my decision. I'm cool with it, I think. But then what happens is that we start doubting ourselves and we're like, well, maybe I could also do that, or maybe I could go in that direction. That direction looks really nice, and that looks nice. And then, oh my God, that looks nice as well. And then what we start doing is we start doubting that decision. And again, we start going round and round and round. We just kind of kill ourselves in our heads, physically, mentally, spiritually, exhausting ourselves. So you know you do this. I know I do this. We're overthinkers. We're overanalyzers. We're overplanners. We do this to ourselves. But there are many good solutions to this situation. Yeah. And the only problem with INFJs is that when we are in this mode of just going round and round in circles in our head, what we forget is that there are solutions out there to this problem. Yeah. We're not alone, first of all. We have other people we can ask to make these decisions, to help us make these decisions. But also, there are other tools we can use rather than just using our mind. Our mind and its thinking power and the ability for it to overthink is just one of many tools. Yeah, one single baby tool of many, many tools out there. So what we need to do is basically break that loop. I think they call it the NITI, NIFI loop. Anyways, I'm not really good at function, so please don't quote me on that. But there is a loop that we go through and it's very common. And what we need to do is break that loop. And there's many, many, many good ways to break that loop. And I know you guys probably use some of these things already. But what I'm saying is that we need to realize this sooner. Yeah, we're like, all right, cool. I'm going to go around and around in my head for months. And then I'm going to break the loop using one of these tools. Maybe try a little bit earlier on. Yeah, maybe when you're 1 or 2 hours into it, maybe be like, all right, that's it. It's enough. I made a fool of myself already. I've driven myself crazy already. I need to stop. I need to stop and I need to use one of these tools that is at my disposal and use it in order to stop this cycle of madness. I need to stop this loop in its track. I need to get over this because I have other things to do with my life. I'm not going to just sit around overthinking this one, sometimes very, very mundane decision and wasting my life away. And I think that's one of the ways we really self-sabotage ourselves, yeah? I mean, it's very easy to be like, all right, cool. So I have all these important decisions to make, like figuring out what I'm supposed to be doing with my life, or figuring out what my life purpose is and what is the reason I'm on this planet. So that's one of the big questions I should be spending my time on. But yeah, I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna worry about which towel to buy and which shoe rack to buy to put into my apartment, because that is the decision that I should really be overthinking. Yeah? So sometimes what we're doing is we're really sabotaging ourselves, or what we're doing is that we're trying to run away from the big questions that we should really be overthinking and kind of coming back to little things that we shouldn't really be worrying about that much, but we end up worrying about it because it's easier. Yeah, it's easier to worry about what towel should I get, or which water bottle should I buy, yeah? Instead of like being like, oh, this water bottle, it's fine, it seems fine. But no, I'm going to spend 3 hours, 4 hours, 3 days worrying about another water bottle that I should buy because this is plastic and maybe it's BPA free, but I'm getting all these plastic sediments into my water and I need to get a stainless steel water bottle, but I don't know which one to get. There's so many on the market. I'm going to go online. I'm going to look at all of them. I'm going to ponder over it. I'm going to worry over it. I'm going to be anxious over it, and that's a good way to spend my time rather than thinking about the big questions, yeah? And I can assure you that every INFJ has done this in the past. I have done this many, many times in the past where I'm literally sitting there thinking over something really, really dumb. I mean, I'm sitting there thinking over something that does not require that much attention, and then I'm thinking to myself, I talk to myself a lot, and then I tell myself, I'm like, boom, you really have nothing else better to do than thinking about this? Seriously? Are you seriously going to waste your time thinking about this? Seriously? And so a lot of times I'm able to kind of pull myself out and be like, all right, stop that now. Stop it. Stop it now. You're not going to do that anymore to yourself. There's other things, more important things you need to be thinking about. So stop wasting your beautiful, amazing, powerful brain on this nonsense. Yeah. Now, of course, I've been doing this for a long time, much longer than a lot of you guys probably, because I've been noticing, watching myself for a longer time perhaps than you, or perhaps I have been looking for tools longer than you. So maybe I'm a little bit better at it, but it is possible for every INFJ to stop that loop in its track and just stop the overthinking madness, yeah? One of the major tools that I use, and I know I've talked about this before, but literally is the easiest thing you can do, and it's actually one of the best tools for an INFJ's overthinking mind. It is literally the thing that I would say always, almost always stops my overthinking in its tracks, yeah? For example, recently I have decided that I'm going to buy an apartment or a condo in Chiang Mai. Yeah? And so I spend basically 1,000 minutes, 1,000 hours, well, a long time, sitting there thinking, should I, should I not, should I, should I not, should I, should I, should I, should I? I'm sure I did that little dance as well. But what I did after that, I was like, all right, this is a big decision. So at least it's not a small decision I'm wasting my time on. It is a huge decision, but also it's an easy decision, yeah? Because I know all of the reasons I want to buy and all the reasons I shouldn't buy. And so what I did was, all right, let's get out of our heads. Let's make a pros and cons list. And that's literally one of the easiest, most simple things you can do about your decisions is make a pros and cons list. Now, I'm not saying that's going to completely clarify everything and you're going to be like, hallelujah, I have the answer. No. Well, sometimes yes, but mostly not completely perfectly. But it'll do is that it'll really kind of take all of this mess that's in your head and put it down on paper. And I can assure you of this, that as soon as you put it down on paper, things are going to start becoming a lot clearer. Yeah. So that's what I did. I made a pros and cons list. Yeah, I wrote down everything on a sheet of paper. Not even a sheet of paper, actually. I was walking around because I go for long walks when I have a decision that I want to make or when I want to make myself feel better about something or when I'm feeling anxiety. That's one of the best things, obviously, also to do is to go for a long walk in nature. And so I was walking around one of the waterfalls in Chiang Mai and I was like, should I? And so I was like, all right, I pulled out my phone and quickly in my notes, I made a pros and cons list. I was like, pros of all of these things, cons of all of this thing. What should I do? This, la, la, la. And I wrote it down. It took me 10 minutes maybe, yeah, to think about all the different pros and cons. I was sitting there, you know, the forest around me, there are birds chirping, there are random lizards like jumping around, there are spiders around me, and leaves are falling around me. It was ethereal. It was beautiful. But I was like, all right, I'm not going to be able to enjoy this until I write this down. So I wrote all the list out. Instantaneously, I knew that their decision was right to buy because in my cons list, there was only 2 things. And in my pros list, there were 15 things. Yeah, 10, 15 things. Well, much more than the cons list. Yeah. And so obviously, instantaneously, I was like, well, okay, cool. I guess it's the right decision to make. Of course, no decision is going to be perfect. No decision is going to be perfectly without cons. Yeah, there's always goods and bads to everything. But as soon as you make that pros and cons list, you're going to be like, ah, right. Okay, cool. Yes, this is the right decision to make, yeah? And so it's going to be something that you have to start building into your routine, yeah? So I know you were like, yeah, so I'm going to spend 6 hours overthinking today. Yeah, put it into my schedule. Great, awesome. That's good to know that I'm going to spend 6 hours today overthinking. But what I want you guys to do is instead of being like, all right, I'm going to spend 6 hours overthinking, be like, maybe I'll spend 3 hours overthinking and then I'll do a pros and cons list. And so I will cut down on the amount of overthinking I do today. So I'm not saying that you need to completely overtake yourself and be like, I'm not going to do overthinking at all. I think that's like, that's maybe impossible for us. But I'm asking you to tell yourself that there are other possibilities in your life. Yeah, it is possible for you to perhaps go for a long walk in nature and try to use your intuition, or write it down and do a pros and cons list. Or one of the other things you can do, and this is something we don't really usually think about, is ask someone else what they think. Now, of course, a lot of times we don't ask people is because they confuse us. But if there's someone in your life that you trust and you're like, I think they could give me the right decision or they could give me some information, then go and ask that person. It doesn't necessarily mean that you need to take their information. It doesn't necessarily mean that you need to listen to what they're saying to you. But it does mean that there is this information, that this person there with some, perhaps some information for you, some useful information for you, and you'd be foolish not to use it, yeah? So go and try if there is something like that or someone like that in your life. And so usually what I do is I go to my sister. She's an INTJ, and usually we kind of balance each other out in terms of logical versus rational versus irrational and spontaneous impulsive thinking. And so a lot of times when I need a good rational decision and I want it to be snappy, I'll just go to her and be like, so what do you think about this? And sometimes she'll be like, you are an idiot. This is wrong. You shouldn't do it. And you know how blunt they can be. And I'll be like, all right, thanks for that. And sometimes she'll be like, yeah, no, that makes sense. And so I'll be like, all right, cool, great, thank you. And so in that regard as well, these people in your life are there for a reason. They're usually there because they balance you out in some way. And so I know that my sister definitely balances me out in many different ways. And so I do go to her and ask her for advice. Now, sometimes I take it, sometimes I don't. Yeah. And so obviously I'm not a child. I don't have to take her advice, but it's nice to know that there's a different perspective out there that I am privy to. Yeah. So that's what I'd recommend. First of all, really think about doing a pros and cons list. It literally is the easiest thing for you to get out of your head. Now, if it's not a decision you're making, usually it's a decision that we get anxious over. But if it's just random things, just write it down. Yeah, just write down in your journal or write down in your on your phone or just write a few thoughts down. I'm anxious because this is causing me anxiety because I don't like this person and I have to go to this party. And I think that I should go to this party because my friend invited me, but I don't like this person. So I'm anxious to be like, you know what I'm saying? And so write it down. And as soon as you write it down, you're going to see it's not as important as you thought it was. Actually, sometimes it turns out to be actually really silly. And you're thinking to yourself, I can't believe I spent 6 hours or 6 months or whatever it might be thinking about this silliness. I can't believe I wasted all this time and energy on this. This is so, so silly. Yeah. Silly is the word of the day. So try these techniques, yeah, and let me know how it works out for you. And obviously, if you have some unique, awesome techniques that you use for yourself, please let me know, and please ever let everyone know by commenting below. We're always trying to improve each other and help each other out, so please do. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link. I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.